A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep, and I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case. Clues has played an IFI today, and he is out of the business, taking a day off. Can I believe it? No. And I have a special guest with me today who is going to help me co-host. Joining me today is writer, director, editor, and one of my oldest friends who has emceeing skills, as he's already hosted 8 of our friends' weddings, Court Donahue.
Thank you so much for having me. You know, that's it's quite a lead-in, but let's see how those marriages pan out before you
yeah,
really.
What are your percentages so far?
I mean,
have you emceed a divorce wedding yet?
Not yet, but it's all pretty new. So we'll have to see. It's kind of like the gains and the follower fall-offs. We'll see. Now we're seeing a lot of gains. Yeah. But once you're
right
off
now
the
we're seeing a lot of gains.
Yeah. Once you're off the air, you never really know what the retention rate is.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully it'll be good. Hopefully you gave them a good enough performance to go the distance.
Yeah, that's I feel like the marriages generally hinge on me when I officiate.
Yeah.
I always think
when I go to a wedding, I'm like, the officiant, that is really kind of the canary in a coal mine. You know, it gives you an indicator one way or the other. A lot of marriages have been the late host of The Bachelor, Dark Lord Harrison.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what his percentages are.
That is true. That's actually that's something he and I have in common. I just am now realizing.
Yeah, you guys are kind of the same. We are going to get into all of the goings-ons in the Bachelor Nation. For this first segment, we will be discussing what led Court to where we are today and where the Bachelor in Paradise, Golden Bachelor are at today. This is
Game of Roses. State of the game.
Court, my first question for you, as one of my oldest friends, do you remember me before The Bachelor?
It's a bit of a blur, but yes, I do.
Before it took a turn.
Before
I tried to figure out where that was.
I think it was a nameless talent agency that you were working at. I feel like for legal reasons, we can't get too specific about it.
Oh, yes. Nameless talent agency. That's definitely where I was working when we met. And I was not quite doing Bachelor related content for my living.
I know, but I will say you were so happy then. Whenever you worked there, it was just every day.
Yeah.
It was an adventure that you could not have been more excited about. You're like, you won't believe where I got dry cleaning from today. You're like,
every day we celebrated my joy at the bars, just drowning in joyous happiness.
We did play a game. Guess which brand of stapler I ducked today for a couple weeks.
For legal reasons, this is a joke.
They were never
parody law.
They were never staplers. They were much heavier.
You know, sometimes words, this is not related, but sometimes words can have just as much of an impact as staplers.
And then sometimes words don't hurt enough and you need to pick up something off a desk.
And you need a stapler. Oh, the Court Donahue boss method.
Well, no, look, according to your former boss's plural, all imaginary. Who knows?
Who knows? After that, I worked on a couple TV shows, Bad Judge, where I met Chad, and then The Good Place.
But you can
and
already kind of see the Bachelor
illness.
I was going to say, you could kind of see the reality seeds starting to take root, even at those times, you know? You had a bit of a creative wandering eye. You know, you were working on these shows, but, you know, your true passion, obviously, was lying with the wonderful game, our beloved game.
You've met Chad now at every event that I've ever thrown. What was your first impression of him, and what kind of similarities do you think that you two have?
Well, I'd say my first impression was grounded and practical.
Practical.
Yeah.
Practical man.
Salt of the earth, probably. People person.
In some ways, he's very practical.
Yes.
He wears the same outfit every day.
That's one definition of practical. Yeah, definitely. I found him to be very kind, very charming, very willing to talk about anything. Including plans for death, what you want to do with your body after you pass.
Are you gonna be frozen as well?
It seems pricey.
Yeah. What about just the head?
Yeah, I would investigate the just the tip method.
Just my hair?
How much is that? How high up my body can we go and still bring me back?
Like just a brain?
Just a brain?
Full head?
Just some
half
hair? Fabricate me out of some DNA, apparently, that has all the information in my body? Yeah, I'd be interested in that. I mean, he did leave me with a couple pamphlets that...
That's good.
I will say I didn't throw away.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean... Great design, if anything.
Yeah.
I was trying to get him to go to the cryo feast for a while, where they all meet up, the people who are going to be frozen.
Is it the feast, though? Is there
There is a feast. They do a feast every year, I think. They did a special one for an anniversary. Oh. No, I don't think fattening you up is important for the process. You just have to freeze the body as soon after the death as possible.
It couldn't hurt though, right? Like if I was someone running a cryo space and I'm like, look, it works for bears. Who knows if it helps, but it couldn't hurt to just fatten them up.
You sound exactly like a person who's working at the cryo place.
Yeah. Someone who doesn't have to deliver on promises. Absolutely.
Court, you are coming to this podcast. You are coming into The Bachelor. What was the media that you were into growing up? If you weren't watching The Bachelor, what was your first experience with The Bachelor?
If I wasn't watching The Bachelor, I would say my first like true reality TV would have been Survivor, like most people. Took that pretty seriously. Used to make a little pillow fort alone to watch it in, you know, when they were making
That's
their shelters.
So wholesome.
Except for one time when it was like a night cam. It was like an episode that was all night cam footage. And I was like, I thought I was sympathizing so much with the players because I was like, I'm getting chilly, I'm getting cold. And then just ended up having really bad food poisoning and not knowing that that was like coinciding with the broadcast of that episode.
Oh, Jesus.
I thought I was just that sympathetic, but really, no, I was sick. And then
So Survivor has affected you physiologically.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely.
And I am watching, what's it called? Alone. And I think about what kind of a shelter I would make all the time.
Oh, dude, that's clean as hell. Yeah, I love that. I love that show.
It's so good. I would think it would be really boring, but I really like it.
It's so relaxing. I do love the fact that no one interacts.
It is relaxing.
I feel like that's the purity to it. It's no one ever interacting.
Everyone
with
just films
else.
Themselves.
Yeah.
And but it's also like there's an element of it that's kind of like when you're watching a Final Destination movie where you're just like you're waiting and you're like, how's this person gonna die? And it's like with Alone, it's like, well, how's this person gonna fail out?
Yeah.
Because everyone has to leave but one.
Yeah. And sometimes it's really obvious. Someone's like cutting towards themselves with like a really big knife. You're like, well, we know how they're failing out.
Yeah. So you started with Survivor. Do you have any idea of your earliest memories or earliest bachelors or bachelorettes that you knew of in the zeitgeist?
You know, I always knew it existed. If I'm trying to like pin down a bachelor or bachelorette, I can't do that with any kind of accuracy up until COVID season. I always knew that I was like, it had been something that adults were talking about. You know, it was something that was always kind of around in the sphere. But I think I kind of like at the age when it first premiered, kind of lumped it in with news. You know, I'm like, if adults are talking about it, it's like the stock market. It's like the news, CNN, not going.
Oh, my God. Do you remember how horrible the news sounded when you were a kid? Like so complicated and like. Boring.
When you say as a kid, yes, because I still feel exactly that same way. Totally. Like as I feel now as an adult, knowing nothing about finance or numbers, when people talk about the stock market,
yeah,
it's like
I still don't know.
It's the same experience like when I'm on acid. It's like just like Statler and Waldorf just like blabbering back and forth. And I'm like, yeah, no, totally. Yeah, bad time to buy. No, great time to buy.
Bull market could be good, could be bad.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Depends on how you got in.
Are you the matador or are you the bull?
You know, you don't just officiate weddings. You had a wedding yourself. You married one of our good friends, Vivian. Beautiful wedding.
I did. Yeah. I got married.
She had a close encounter with someone from Bachelor Nation. Do you remember what this is? Do you know which Bachelor person she has the phone number of?
Oh, God. She told me, but the thing is, she has all her pop culture references are so incorrect that she could have told me someone and it would be like, if I committed it to memory, I would be remembering the wrong thing. So no, tell me what she told you and then what you later found out.
She told me it was Colton Underwood, the first openly gay bachelor.
Oh, wait, where?
At a music festival that she was working. And then he later tried to get tickets. We don't try to publish hearsay on this podcast, so we'll just say we don't know which one it was, but Vivian is doing on-the-ground reporting in The Nation nonstop.
And, maybe you should just do a regular segment where she just texts him a question that you have, but it sounds like it's coming from her. You know?
Great. Oh, my God. Was the fence jump real? She just texts him randomly.
Hey, still working on those tickets. Quick cue about that fence jump.
Perfect. That works for anything. Still working on those.
Always the lead in. Still working on those ticks. 2 years later.
That's so funny. Well, Court, thank you for sharing with me, you know, your intro to The Bachelor. Have you been watching any of the seasons recently? Have you watched Golden Bachelor at all?
I've been focusing my energies on Golden Bachelor. I have to say. Yes.
Do you like it? What brought you into it? What hooked you?
Honestly, it was the fact that everyone seems like really kind of sincere about it. Like that's already, you know, I think like 20 somethings, whatever, when you normally are like kind of playing the game, you're like, oh yeah, like kind of got your whole life ahead of you. Time isn't of the essence. The ulterior motive thing seems like a huge factor, but the idea that maybe
Wrong reasons.
Yes. Yeah. Not that it feels like a show full of, you know, 4 TRRs. Honestly, just because it's like, yeah.
Ooh, we got listener terminology.
Oh, we got a listener.
We got reader behavior.
We got a book buyer. We got it all. But yeah, it definitely feels like it's way more sincere in the, you know, especially because I believe, I have to believe that 4 of them, or like, you know, whatever, like 40% of them don't even actually have social media or were only like encouraged to get it after getting on the show. Also, even just seeing how a lot of the people playing don't understand the mechanics of the game. And maybe that's just like some like fucking high level gamesmanship being like, what's that?
It may have been.
What's that envelope? What's that rose? What's happening right now? Why are there
candles? I know they had that in the show. What is that envelope? Why are there candles? Why are there so many candles?
Yeah. It's like it could just be, you know, it could just be some brilliant strategy. But yeah, I don't know. I think that was actually what kind of like, I was like, all right, I'm actually doubly down on this one.
I feel like you're not alone, that there's a lot of people who came back to the franchise with Golden. And I hope that we're going to see some of the sincerity translate through into other seasons. So far, we're not really in Bachelor in Paradise, but I'm hopeful for Joey Graziadei, the next Bachelor, the tennis pro, that season will carry some of it. And Charity's season, I thought, was really well done as well. I think we're on the upswing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm also hopeful that just, you know, a bit of the duplicitousness and kind of backstabbing still does make its way into Golden. You know, I don't want like a Teletubbies version of The Bachelor here. I do still want some nefarious.
You miss Kathy is what you're saying.
Do I? So much.
Zip it. Well, Court, thank you so much for discussing the state of the game with me today. Now we are going to get into the portion of our program in which we discuss how everyone's play is affecting them in social media. And we'll talk about some of those BIP and Golden players and whether they are on Instagram or not and how that's going for them.
Fantastic.
This is
This Week in
Games.
Golden God Gary and his senior players dipped a little bit this week in the ratings, shedding about 15% of the numbers from last week, which is par for the course for a Bachelor franchise show. But even with the dip, the Golden Bachelor still crushed the rest of the Thursday night lineup with a 0.5 in the demo and 4.15 million viewers. CBS's Josh Duhamel created Buddy Games, and that was Gary's closest competitor, with a 0.3 in the demo and 1.9 million viewers, followed by Hell's Kitchen on Fox and a rerun of Law & Order SVU on NBC, both pulling in 2.9s in the demo with 1.9 and 1.7 million raw viewers, respectively. And Son of a Critch on the CW pulled up the rear with a 0.1 and 300,000 raw viewers.
And in the 9 p.m. time slot, BIP Season 9 maintained third place across all broadcast networks with a 0.3 in the demo and 2.28 million viewers behind Big Brother on CBS with a 0.5 in the demo and 2.58 million viewers. And the season premiere of Transplant on NBC, which got a 0.31 in the demo with 2.65 million viewers. BIP did manage to edge out a new episode of Lego Masters on Fox, with a 0.2 in the demo and 860K raw viewers, and a rerun of Children Ruin Everything on the CW scored a 0.0 in the demo with 200K raw viewers.
And now for our crown gains. Gary Turner gained 7.4K Instagram followers this week for a total of 66.8K. Now for his top Golden Bachelor Instagram gains. Susan Knowles gained 4.3K for a total of 7.1K.
I just have a question. 66.8. Who's that comparable to? Who's that like a celebrity? Who would you put that on the level?
I don't think you can really monetize unless you're at like 100.
So are we talking, is he over or under Vanilla Ice?
I would assume Vanilla Ice probably has millions of followers. Some of these gains, I will say, they're the lowest they've ever been. And is it worth reporting on? Has even, you know, some of them are just not that much. But it's just like the Instagram gains is kind of how we know who's playing well.
No, totally. Totally. I was just curious. I was like, is this guy now, you know, Vanilla Ice or better? Not.
I think he's worse than Vanilla Ice. But he is also God. So
I just checked.
What? How many?
I just checked. Vanilla?
How many? Yeah.
Yeah, 516K.
516? Oh, that's not very good. I feel like he should be better for all of his hits. Now for the top Golden Bachelor Instagram gains. Susan Knowles gained 4.3K for a total of 7.1K. The dancer from Young Country, Leslie Fima, gained 4.2K for a total of 12.1K in second. 4TRR pickleball player Ellen Goltzer gained 2.4K this week for her Love Level 3 swan song, Exit Bump, for a total of 4.2K. For her Love Level 3, Teresa Nist gained 2.2K for a total of 7.5K in fourth. And Get to the Chopper IFI player and hose drinking enthusiast Faith Martin gained 1.9K for a total of 7K.
And going to the top five Golden Instagram chart, Leslie Fima is first with 12.1K. Despite not being in the document, Joan Vasos roses to second with 8.6K. Teresa Nist is third with 7.5K. Patty James drops down to fourth with 7.5K. And let's not rob her of those 29 followers. So
7,529.
Yeah, exactly. And Faith Martin, yeah, rounds out the top five with 7K. What's the drop off after elimination? I know Patty James took the hit, mad disrespect, but
she was a night one player, so it's amazing that she's stayed in the top five for this long, but she had a big bump because her son was the Bachelor. Usually you get followers. Probably your biggest bump is going to be the episode right after you're eliminated. And then you'll probably get half of that the next week. And then they'll really trickle off.
Two questions. One, is the big bump the week you get eliminated because they think you're going to talk shit? you're going to spill some tea. Like, you're like, well, I got eliminated because everyone's like, I want to see what they have to say. And then the other question, part B, is did she get a bigger bump from her son being on The Bachelor or her being on The Bachelorette? Or Bachelor?
She was basically cut out of the first episode, except for saying, my son was The Bachelor.
I do remember that part.
So, yeah, she got pretty much all of her followers from her appearance on Matt James's season and being Matt James's mom. Yeah, so these numbers, they're not good. There are, you know, Joan Vassos has actually like broken the mold, and she is gaining weeks after she's been eliminated, in part because the parasocial plays she's doing are so incredible. Part, you know, she's in the contention of like who could be the first Golden Bachelorette. I don't know. So we have some interesting gains this week, including one of our, including our number one top VIP Instagram gain, Samantha Jeffries, the mother of the poop baby herself, gained 9.1K for a total of 24.9K. Sand Crown Rachel Recchia gained 9K for a total of 559K in second. Pinata rapper Braden Bowers gained 8.7K for a total of 44.3K in third. John Henry Spurlock gained 7.5K for his continuous welder prop work play for a total of 31.2K. And Truth or Dare newbie Jessica Garrod gained 5K for a total of 110K in fifth. So we got, you know, a huge bump for Samantha Jeffries for her suffering, which I appreciate. And for Recky and Braden, who had this very steamy Bachelor in Paradise one-on-one date this week.
Not too shabby. Moving on to the top five VIP Instagram chart. Rachel Recchia, 559K. You gotta love it. You love to see it.
Yes. Still at the top. The Animalsman from the North, Blake Moynes, is in second with 431K.
Tyler Norris, 118K. No slouch.
Jessica Garrod, fourth place, 110K. Also not slouch.
And then Avon Jones, 104, coming in like an FM station.
Nice. Top five VIP TikTok chart. Rachel Recchia, still in that top spot, 138.1K.
Jessica Garrod, 94.7K. Oof. Almost to 100.
Almost in that 100K club. In third place, PP with 44.5K TikTok followers.
And then Tyler Norris, about half that, 22.1.
And fifth place, Kat Izzo, our season's villain, 15.6K. So, you know, we're seeing not that much movement. People are pretty much keeping what they're coming in with. A few, you know, tens of K's gains for some of the people who are featured.
What do you think that's about? Do you think it's just bad PSP or?
I mean, we're constantly trying to figure this out. Like, people used to come, like, to hit 1 million when they would come to Bachelor in Paradise. And now it's just like, this isn't even a shadow of that. It's a shadow of a shadow of an echo of an echo of that. But I think it's just, you know, the market is saturated. People have followed as many Bachelor people as they want to. The ratings are lower. TikTok has become so much more prominent than Instagram. Although I still would like to see some TikTok people come out of this more. But Joan Vassos, she's creating.
You'd like to see some crossover? You'd like to see some crossover between TikTok to Instagram to...
Not so much some crossover, but I'd like to see some people utilize their appearance on Bachelor to go viral on TikTok. And now for the portion of our program in which we discuss all the goings-ons in the nation, in the news.
This is Bachelor Nation News.
Former Crown Michelle Young hit us with a launch this week. A hard launch. the Miss Basketball finalist and inventor of the Michelle Young deep Instagram scrub, revealed her new relationship with Jack Layas on Instagram with the caption, "Hit the jackpot with you." Layas, based in Minnesota, works as a sales consultant for a local insurance brokerage. This is
support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with MeUndies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my, which is not what this ad is about. But I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no roll back waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies. Comfort from the outside in.
Tung's first public relationship since ending her engagement with her season 18 ring winner, Nate Ulukoya, a year after their final rose ceremony. Good job, M. Young.
Pickleball lifestylist and face player extraordinaire Ellen Goltzer reveals she's been contacted by old boyfriends since appearing on the show. The retired 70-year-old one teacher describes the recognition as a surreal experience. Quote, people use that word a lot, but it really is. It's almost like an out-of-body experience where you don't think he's watching me, but I don't think that's really me. And then when people will come up to me and say something like, oh, I know you, or people are reaching out from elementary school. I went to Forrester School with her. It's crazy.
Her skeletons for her past? I think I would have said, what's up? Maybe it might have been different, but they lost their chance. Love this, Ellen. Sorry, I'm in contention for Golden Bachelorette. Why are there only 3 hometown dates for Golden Bachelor? You might be wondering. ABC's senior vice president of alternative series, Rob Mills, clarified on the social media, now called X, the worst part of this was the ladies thought there were 4 hometowns, and due to the 1-hour format, we could only do 3. Thank you for clearing that up.
Feels like that didn't, they could have told him beforehand. 4 people showed up.
Yeah, probably would have been less crushing.
4 people showed up to the airport and they're like, ooh, bad news. Sorry for the confusion. Sandra Mason played a sabbatical last week, choosing to miss her daughter's wedding to participate in a group date on The Golden Bachelor. Despite the significant personal event, her daughter and son-in-law supported her. Mason saying, my son-in-law said to me, Mom, the ceremony is 8 minutes. The marriage is forever. He said, go, go. My daughter, she said, Mom, I found my guy. You go find yours. They were both a little perturbed that I was even considering not going because of their wedding. They'd each been married before. She's almost 51, he's 53, emphasizing the importance of finding her love and agreeing to the FaceTime with Gary. Though Sandra received a rose for her dedication, she was eliminated the subsequent week in the red wedding of hometown rose ceremonies.
Love this backstory because it did seem quite shocking, the general facts of it. Golden Bachelor player Susan Knowles reacted to Gary's photo with mother. Susan, regarding Gary Turner meeting with Kris Jenner, said, I was like, how dare you? You were there and you didn't call me. He was saying how lovely they were. He said they made us stay for dinner. They didn't want us to leave. I go, really? You're going to rub it in now? I thought we were friends. Susan hopes one day she'll get to have a sit down with her doppelganger. I've gotten that for 20 plus years. I think I remind people of her because of the short, dark hair and I like to dress. I don't know. I've had this haircut for a long time. I admire her brains, how she took that and made that business and through reality TV, no less. With her girls, every one of them are famous. I would just love to sit down and talk with her. I think she's beautiful. I always take it as a compliment when people compare us. Fans supported Clayton Eckard's legal battle this week through a GoFundMe set up by Bachelor Nation journalist Dave Neal and Reality Steve. They established this GoFundMe. He's representing himself in court. The money is used so he can hire an attorney. Several legal battles within the Arizona court system. They had already raised $3.2K when this article was written, and now their goal is $5K.
For a lawyer?
Clayton Eckard Legal Fund.
But their goal is $5K for a lawyer.
I guess so. What?
It feels like lowballing
it. Too low, too low. Well, after this goes out, who knows? Okay, now it's at $7.5K. Of their goal.
Oh, then now he's getting off. Yeah, no, totally. Also, I wish there was some kind of like court TV like filter on their live stream where you're like, show me anyone representing themselves in court. That would be the only thing I would fucking watch.
I mean,
ever.
Yeah, they were live streaming this, which I did not have any idea.
But if you just knew, you're like, who's their own lawyer today? I would, that's like, I couldn't even, I would get nothing done.
This court case is really wild.
What's it for?
This woman like claimed that she was pregnant with twins and then like she maybe never was pregnant. There's little to no fetal DNA, Clayton said when he took a paternity test. She says it's not accurate. It's really wild. The sonogram was from an influencer like years ago or something.
Ooh, she copy-pasted, huh?
Yeah.
That's going to hurt you in court.
Like, I would have been better at that. Yeah. I could have made you
get a little mid journey.
Nice,
get a little mid journey sonogram in there. Yeah.
Oh my God. I sent a picture to court yesterday of a little baby in a costume. And then court was like, I think that was AI. And I did not even realize it, but I think it was.
But it was, right?
I already got tricked. I don't know.
Yeah. I thought that was AI generated. You can just tell.
They're really cute. Happy birthday, groceries, better half, Serena Pitt, turned 26 on October 25th, and gore girl Jason Tardik turned 35 on October 24th. Happy birthday. And now for the portion of our program where we discuss all the goings-ons on our phones, on Facebook, on Twitter, Threads, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. This is...
the parasocial play of the week.
Smile player Mike Johnson celebrated being elected the 56th Speaker of the House on X, formerly known as Twitter. He retweeted Bachelor Bob, whose tweet said, Mike Johnson, the 56th Speaker of the House. And Johnson said, been working a lot behind the scenes. Crazy laughing emoji. 154.2K views, 1.3K likes. Same name.
Wowzer.
Davia Esther contradicted the edit on Instagram this week. The sauce wars are alive and well. She posted via Threads. She posted this screenshot of her little Chiron that says Davia, age 32, and she put it on Threads. I'm 26, not 32, at Bachelor in Paradise. What's going on here? Typo. Sloppy.
That really matter though? I mean,
you're saying cut it.
No. I'm just like, maybe 32 is more gravitas. Why are you trying to? You could be 32 for like, you know, 6 years now.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe lean into it.
Yeah. Just keep 32 for 6 years.
If I were 26, I would say I'm 32.
Yeah. And then just don't go over that.
Yeah.
Until you
never go over it.
Verifiable.
Experimental play by our co-host Court Donahue here. I love it. So creative, always thinking. You're an artist.
The Poetry Lounge goes golden. Leslie Fima posted a spoken word art via IG. The caption reads, a poem I recited to Gary the first night I met him. Thank you at Golden Batch ABC for sending it to me. Yellow Golden Heart, Rose, Red Rose, hashtag the Golden Bachelor, hashtag Bachelor Nation, hashtag Team Leslie.
This parasocial offering garnered 36.5K views and 1.5K likes. Ellen Goldzer posted an incredible swan song to Instagram, a single image with the of her and Gary with the caption, saying goodbye to Gary was not an easy thing to do. I was falling in love and I hadn't felt those kinds of feelings for a guy in years. This experience taught me so much. I'm so thankful to everyone at Golden Batch ABC. I have a new lease on love. I know I can fall in love again. And like my best friend Roberta said, never say never. I'm so ready to find my forever person. I wasn't ready for so long, but I'm so ready now. Golden heart emoji, rose emoji, 2.4K likes. And the evocation of her PTC with Roberta. It's heartbreaking.
And does it kind of feel like she's like, make me the next one, right? Like
all
she's
of
like,
these are.
Yeah, but she's
all
just,
of these are.
She's
yeah.
lofting it up where she's like, yeah, you know, I wasn't before, but now, I mean, come on. I mean, now you've opened the floodgates on me looking for love.
You got to do it. They're all competing at this point. It hasn't been named, so we shall see.
Well, in similar news, Poop Baby makes late night. Sam Jeffries posted a joint post with BIP this week, an interview with her of her with Jimmy Kimmel, re her bowel movements, revealing she'd had several. The caption reads, breaking news with that Jimmy Kimmel live. I finally went. Toilet emoji, smiling poop emoji, mildly pleased emoji. Hashtag Bachelor in Paradise, hashtag Bachelor Nation, Rose, hashtag Bachelor Nation in Paradise, ABC, hashtag BIP 2023, hashtag Bachelor ABC, hashtag Jimmy Kimmel, hashtag Jimmy Kimmel Live, hashtag Breaking News, hashtag ABC.
Congratulations on making it onto Jimmy Kimmel from the show. while not live in studio, I was very impressed with this. Especially like for a night one player to be featured like this. Our resident villain edit recipient, Kat Izzo, posted a few tweets after last week's Bachelor in Paradise episode that contradicted the edit. Hashtag Sauce Wars. She said in tweet one, "So my hair was braided and I was sitting at the picnic tables during the eye roll of Davia coming in and then magically appear from another spot with my hair up to say hi to her. Makes sense. Hashtag Bachelor in Paradise." Second tweet, "I would never waste a perfectly good cake. PSA, I didn't throw my cake in the ocean. Hashtag Bachelor in Paradise." 77.6K views for that one. 9.5K views for the hair braided one. They made it look like she threw her cake in the ocean. Jessica Rod went viral with a TikTok about glitter. The caption read, "Glitter," this is alternating caps and lower caps letters, "is her whole personality. Hashtag Bachelor in Paradise." She posts a lip sync about liking serving and then quick pops of everyone that she covered in glitter on sand. 423.5K views for this video, 35.8K likes. That's what I'm saying. Like 400,000 views for this. It's more than those CW shows. We got Tyler Norris reenacting his reaction to Kat Izzo's birthday cake being thrown in the ocean. He got 222.7K views and 12.9K likes for his video. All of these were strong plays. However, there can be only one winner. Our parasocial play of the week goes to Charity Lawson. We love to see the most recent crown at her peak, getting her first perfect 10 of the season on her dances on Dancing with the Stars and getting another perfect 10 on her parasocial plays as well. She posted via Instagram stories this week at Game of Roses. "All the hoojus I did on Dotton really helped prepare me for this moment." At Hug Jumps had posted "best dance-inspired hooju of all time," which she was reposting. You all better be voting for Charity every week on Dancing with the Stars so she can win another democratically elected award, the Mirror Ball, to pair with this parasocial play of the week. I love how Charity is just crushing it on Dancing with the Stars. And of course, beautiful, beautiful tag of Game of Roses. We didn't forget about those creatures. However, we have three creature plays. Nick Viall and Natalie Joy welcomed their newest member of their family, Steve. We got Jeff a brother. This is a little cute dog. That's nice. Katie Bigger's playing with this little pup on TikTok. She's eating something and feeding the little dog. He's cute. He or she or they. All these were strong creatures, but Teresa Nist is our creature of the week. She posted on Instagram, "Soccer Nana and Mom on this gorgeous October day. Love watching our boys play." And so does Scooter. Dog emoji, soccer emoji, leaves falling emoji. Several images of the family with this cute dog, cute family, fall themed. Congratulations to Scooter for this award. And now for the portion of our program where we dive deep into the pit and we discuss how our relationship to The Bachelor has affected our life outside of The Bachelor, if we even have one. This is
Screams from the Pit.
My scream is, I was dealing with a personal emergency this weekend in which I was spending some time in the hospital, and my loved one was speaking with their first doctor who came in. And this doctor, I literally, you know, this is a loved one. You think your first thoughts is, God, I hope this person is competent. You know, I hope they, you know, heal my loved one. My first thought when I saw her was, you would be great on The Bachelor. She had the look. She had the look and she had the charisma. And she made us feel better about being in a sub-zero space in the hospital. Freezing. And this is my scream because I didn't talk to her about it, but I thought about it. Of being like, are you single? You would be great for this.
didn't seem like the right time, huh?
No, wasn't the right time, but what, maybe why I'll go not?
Wait, why not though, Piz?
It's you don't never want to interrupt someone when they're doing their job, I guess, you know. Make it worse. Seems like a really stressful job. What's your scream, Court?
Well, I've got a couple.
And oh, perfect. Ask Court to co-host this with me, and I was like, your only homework is you have to come up with a scream. Of course, you did more than one, and you read all of this stuff, and I really appreciate it.
I take it seriously.
A-plus student. I don't know if you're doing it out of our friendship or because you think you're in some sort of a Truman Show situation, so.
Well, the fact that I am being recorded makes me feel like it is for our friendship. So one of the things, if I had a mini scream, it would
be... Ooh, terminology of the pod. Look at you.
You know, I was on a flight recently to a wedding in Chicago.
Hamsters?
And yes, for hamsters. And I saw a little bit of merch, but it was a 4TRR shirt. And
amazing.
At first I was like, wait, is this someone I know? Is this a friend? I even went to the bathroom, walked past them. They were in a middle seat. I was putting them through a lens of, are you observing plane protocol?
You were evaluating.
Okay. Yeah, I was evaluating on a higher standard. And they were meeting all of those higher benchmarks.
Incredible.
Perfectly well behaved. Didn't cough into anyone's mouth.
You know. If you recently were on a flight to Chicago wearing a 4TRR shirt, someone was watching you.
And I didn't want to...
You were in your own Truman Show and you didn't even know.
Yeah, I didn't want to compliment them on the merch until the flight had completed and I felt like they had acquitted themselves well.
Oh my God. Did. Is this a process you put other people through for other things or just people wearing my merch?
Just people wearing your merch. I would say I did also, even after I gave them the congratulations, it was really hard to get out of the mode. But other than that
is a good scream.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Sorry, hamster.
It was just slightly late.
Court, thank you so much for joining me today and co-hosting this one with me. I know it's a special language and you learned it so well. And you're one of the funniest people I know. So I was so excited to finally get you on the podcast.
Well, I'm flattered to be here. And it's a language that wasn't hard to learn because I've been a fan for a couple of years. So thank you for having me.
Sweet. Thanks, Court.
And before we go, what's that dwab at?
It's been 7,890 days without an Asian bachelor. Praise be Dark Lord Palmer.
Please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then